a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
And the frontmen for two of Australia's most loved bands have gotten together, and we're loving it here on K-Rock. And I know it's a couple of, there's not many bands that you like, Lingy. You're very stuck.
No, there's a lot of bands I like. They just might be slightly a different generation.
Yeah, but that's okay. But we all remember amazing Aussie bands like Powderfinger and, of course, Bernard Fanning. Yeah.
Bernard Fanning. I've got his solo gear here. Yeah. I just want to wish you well. That wasn't me. That was
kind of the computer. DJ version.
Yeah, it was.
Wicked. I'm thinking about playing what you want me to play, Tom. Mm.
And also, I mean, Paul Dempsey, frontman, something for Kate. Because I don't want to be a container or a bastard with a 10-page disclaimer. What amazing Aussie artists, right?
Yeah.
Now, very cool that these two, Bernard Fanning and Paul Dempsey, have been teasing a collaboration for a long time, and finally they dropped something. It's called the Fanning Dempsey National Park. We've been playing their song. Right? And that song's called Disconnect. We've been playing it here on K-Rock, and it's great.
Chris, the music guy's a huge fan, and he just messaged me and said, play the whole song.
Send it, he says.
Okay,
gotcha. Please
play
do.
We'll play the whole song.
All right.
But it got us thinking, I mean, Fanning Dempsey National Park.
Cool name.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. I mean, it's but contextually, like, who would have thought that's where they'd go with it?
Yeah. Okay. And then we were kind of, as we do, we were sitting around thinking, oh, could we have done better?
So, well, okay. So if I read that, if I'm just in passing, I go, oh, there's a song by Fanning Dempsey National Park. Mm. I don't immediately think, oh, that's Bernard Fanning.
Oh, I don't think they want you to. They want you to have to think deeper.
Oh.
No, but it's not going to get my attention. That would get me, if I immediately know who it is, and I'm like, great, I'll give it a go. But if I just read that, I'm like, that's some random band. I'm probably not going to have a listen, yeah? So what we thought is they should have done a better job of making it obvious that it was the guy from Powderfinger and the guy from Something for Kate.
Yeah. And then maybe they could have, you know, utilised those powerful names.
Brought them together,
you know, like Something for Powder, you know, something like that.
Have you got any sort of ideas on what they could have done there, Lingy? Like any sort of mashups of the names of the two bands that they...
Anything comes to mind? That really get people talking.
This is a setup. Yes, one does spring to mind. What? Now. I'm not going to say it on air. Which one of you two are going to say it on air?
Go on, introduce the song. This is Disconnect by...
Finger for Kate. Surely.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I was just reading something online and Mr. Bossman, pop your Bossman hat on. Mm. Can I give you a challenge? Please?
Maybe.
Pretty please?
Yeah.
I was reading online. So KFC, in order to celebrate the fact that they're adding these three new burgers as permanent items now, are doing like this celebratory pop-up thing in Sydney, in Darlinghurst.
Okay. Yeah.
And they are offering to KFC-ify all these different food options.
Oh, deep frying.
Yes. So they're going to deep fry using their signature crispy coating.
Oh, right.
I love that.
A range of items including cheesecake, broccolini, and asparagus, and also a peanut butter and jam sandwich.
Okay, I'm on board with everything except cheesecake, obviously.
No, that'd be amazing, the cheesecake.
That's fine. Some people will love the cheesecake.
Mm. Savory and sweet.
Yeah, you're a sweet man. You'll go with the
cheesecake. Not cheesecake, though.
You?
Famously not.
Well, all I'm concerned about is the fact this is all happening up in Sydney. We have a wonderful connection with KFC here in the local area.
We do.
Local families run the KFCs for years. Mr. Bossman, Tom Lewis, if you've got any cachet as a boss.
Yeah.
If you can roll with anything.
I can, because I actually know. I've got a direct line to someone who knows the guys that run KFC in Geelong.
Are you calling him right now?
Hang on.
Oh my God.
You're ringing my phone.
Oh.
That is called passing the buck, my friend.
They're your mates.
Passing the buck. Get us a pop-up in July.
Let's deep fry everything.
I'll give it a go.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action. Yes.
That's right. Every week we rotate through. Two actors will take the stage. One guessor has to work out what movie they are reenacting a scene from. Sometimes it's easy. Quite often it's difficult.
Mm. Usually it's difficult because of the quality of the acting.
Yeah. No. I'd suggest it's hard for people that haven't watched any movies in their life be able to get over the line. But I have faith in Tom today.
Okay.
I have a suspiciously good feeling today. Like I'm just...
That you will be able to guess this?
Yeah, okay. I'm really confident.
Because I don't have a good feeling about the ability to act.
No, you definitely do. And don't you worry. Lee and I have spoken about where the script starts and ends and who is playing what role.
Which role, okay.
The last 2 weeks have been absolute chaos.
Don't forget at the end we need to say and scene.
So that Tom knows that we're finished acting.
Okay. You ready, Tommy?
I'm ready to go.
Right. Here we go.
Is your name redacted? Yes or no?
Yes.
Are you a male nurse?
Yes.
Are you a pothead?
No.
Have you ever smoked pot?
Yes.
Did you spray paint the tail of a cat to pass him off as Mr. Jinx?
Yes.
Did you do that because you desperately were seeking my approval?
Yes.
Because you love my daughter Pam?
Yes.
Do you want to marry her? Do you want to marry her?
I did. Till I met you.
What does that mean?
And see.
Oh, so good. I haven't seen that movie for ages. I think I know what it is.
What is it?
Is it Meet the Parents?
Yeah.
Did you spray paint the tail of a cat to pass him off as Mr. Jinx? Yes. And did you do that because you desperately were seeking my approval?
Yes.
I needed a little bit more De Niro in my voice, didn't I?
I loved it.
No, that was great. Well done, everybody. Hey, I got one.
Good on you, Tommy.
Yeah. All it took was for me to see in the Google search in this computer here this morning before the show that Loggy had searched.
Oh, no.
Is that what really happened?
Absolutely it did. But I tell you what, the biggest lineup of entertainment's only on Stan.
It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. K-Rock. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We have reports of cows on the freeway, or the Geelong Ring Road rather, between Ballarat Road and Anarchy Road, causing some dramas. Donna is caught up in that drama at the moment. Are the cows okay? What's the latest?
The cows are okay. There's emergency services and police there, and they're sort of trying to guide them and moving everyone to the outside lane because they're in the middle medium strip.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
There's a big cow and a slightly smaller cow.
Do they look like best friends?
They actually do. They look really cute.
Yeah.
Tell me, what are we talking about?
All right. We have a situation where a woman has been delivered her Coles sort of order and she's received one bean. Just the one.
Just the one.
One
bean.
Single
wrapped
green
in
bean.
Plastic too. Thanks, gang.
What she ordered, we are sort of connecting the dots. She's ordered one serving, if you will, of beans. And we reckon the person doing the picking in the supermarket has gone one, read one, green beans, all right, grabbed one, and then moved on with their day. And I'm not going to suggest that those people that do that job are barely like, get out there and get that stuff and get it packed and get it in the truck.
Yeah.
Because they're in a rush. But
think about what people order from the supermarket. There would be weird orders all the time.
Yeah.
So they're just taking it on face value, mate.
They thought, they were doing the right thing. They're thinking, this person simply had a need for one green bean for a certain recipe, and I'll follow what was on the sheet. Yeah.
So is it a stuff-up like that, or is it a stuff-up that is like product replacement? We want to hear from you. My favorite product replacement one is a lady who ordered tampons and they swapped it out, said, sorry, those weren't available, so here's some mushrooms.
Well, job done.
Because that'll help.
Wow, okay. We've got Jordan from Drysdale on the line. Jordan, what's your click and collect or online grocery order fail? What happened?
Oh, morning, K-Rock crew. Love your work. Well, my click and collect fail, there's actually two of them. We got an option to get some rump steak, which was between 200 grams to 400 grams, and we ended up getting half a cow.
What?
About, yeah, it was like 1.5 kilos.
Oh, my God.
Did you pay for it?
Off the mark there.
Did you pay retail for it?
Yeah. Oh, I think they go over, under, but I'm not too sure. Wow. I'll have to go check that.
If you
receipt.
Don't... If you don't want to pay retail for it, you can head to the Geelong Ring Road right
now.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.